Welcome, beloved viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On today's program, we again speak with accomplished vegan, veterinarian, and animal rights advocate, Dr. Almighty May, from Los Angeles, USA. Dr. May was brought up not eating meat, but after reading John Robbins' book, Diet for a New America, in college, she realized the harmful impacts of the dairy and egg industry on animal welfare, human health, and the environment, and became vegan. Now Dr. Almighty May has her own practice, which is a house call service. She is a member of several veterinary medical associations, including the Association of Veterinarians for Animal Rights, the American Animal Hospital Association, and the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. She also serves on the board of directors for the United Animal Nations, a national animal advocacy organization. As well as caring for and healing her animal patients, Dr. Almighty May is involved in various other activities, encouraging compassion towards animals.
I am very much involved in promoting veganism through outreach efforts. I order boxes of brochures from Vegan Outreach that talk about the way animals are treated in factory farms and slaughterhouses. Periodically, I help with an outreach on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, where we hand out leaflets. We show videos, Earthlings and Meet Your Meat, because we really want to raise awareness about the plight of these animals and encourage people to adopt a compassionate, healthy, plant-based lifestyle.
What do you think about people differentiating between pets, animals kept as pets, and animals raised for food? There seems to be a big difference the way people think about them.
Well, I think people have a divided mind. It's easy to shut out something that is not confronting them on a daily basis. And a lot of people, I think, have a tendency to just assume that the animals probably don't suffer that much, and they don't want to really think about it because then it would spoil their meal. Of course, the reality is they do suffer a lot. And unless people are given the information, they will go on thinking that. One of the things that I think is really great is there is a farmed animal sanctuary just about 45 minutes outside LA called Animal Acres. And people can go there and they can see these farmed animals, pigs, goats, hens, cows, up close and personal. They can pet them and talk to them and feed them apples. And it's such an amazing experience to actually have that one-on-one connection with an animal. And I think after having that type of experience, they would be hard-pressed to sit down and eat bacon and eggs, knowing what those animals are like in person.
Dr. May is also a graduate of the Qi Institute of Chinese Medicine and practices acupuncture to help her patients with various ailments.
How does that work?
Well, it's based on using the meridians that flow all throughout the body. They're acupuncture points that stimulate certain meridians and help with energy flow, reducing pain. It's really good for treating arthritis and disc problems in dogs especially.
Next, let's join Dr. May on a house call to see Taffy the Labrador, an elderly dog undergoing acupuncture treatment, and her human companion.
Hey, sweetie. It's got all that dental tartar buildup, but that's the way it goes when you get to be her age,
yeah.
16.
Yeah,
she's a ripe old age for a Labrador.
Yeah, she's lost weight since you've seen her, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I can feel her ribs more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is she getting around?
She's getting around okay. I mean, sometimes she gets up when you think she can't. She sounds like a person moaning when she can't get up. It's like, you know, she doesn't bark.
Yeah.
It's more of a talking.
Uh-huh.
Can I let her sit down?
Well, let me just get the needles out so I can get those in her, and then once they're in, then she can sit down. This end, hold it towards me a little bit. Okay. Get some of these hip needles in.
But she surprises me. We put her now in the backyard and she walks around.
Oh.
She lays down, she gets up, she lays down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we leave her there for about an hour.
She's still trucking along.
I know. We've known you, what, for how long? About a year?
Yeah, I think so.
And she's been having acupuncture for a few years before that. But it's the weight. I think she needs to have a little bit more weight. That'll give her more energy.
Mm-hmm. Although it's also putting less pressure on her joints, so it's a little bit of a combination of things going on.
She keeps moving.
It's all right. I can get the needles on this side now.
Okay. Yeah, you got a good spot when she twitches, huh?
Yeah, the chi response.
The chi? They call
it. The arrival of the chi.
We will see more of Dr. May's visit with the lovely Taffy after these brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Before we rejoin Dr. May in her acupuncture consultation with Taffy the Labrador, Dr. May provides some advice about our cat friends and the practice of declawing.
Declawing is actually an amputation of the last phalanx of the digit of a toe of a cat, and it involves actually 10 separate amputations, one on each digit of each paw if both front paws are declawed, and 20 if all four are done. There are many problems that result from the declawing procedure, including lameness, post-operative pain. Currently there's a ordinance in Santa Monica to ban declawing, which I've been involved in promoting and trying to get the word out to get that passed. So I think it's really important that we inform people about what this procedure actually entails. And there are so many humane alternatives to declawing. First of all, someone can teach a cat to use a scratching post and not scratch the furniture. Secondly, nail trimming can be done. It's quick and easy, can be done on a monthly basis or so, just trimming the tips of the nails or claws. Also, there are these plastic vinyl fittings called soft paws that can be applied to the claws of each claw of a cat, and that softens the abrasive effect that the claws would have.
Let's now check to see how Taffy is doing with her treatment.
Well, it's about time to take the needles out, so. Left side of her hip.
Oh, loves.
Let's go up, 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 up. I don't know. She may. There's one. So I'm gonna turn that a little bit.
That's a good girl. You wanna get the front? I got the back.
Alright. That's a good girl, Taffy. What do you think, Taffy? How long has Taffy been receiving acupuncture now? With,
me about a year, and before I started acupuncture on her.
4 or 5 years before that, so she was a mere 10 or 11 years old.
And now she's 16 and 3/4. That is impressive.
Yeah, for a Labrador Retriever, it's amazing. It makes her feel better, and I think I got acupuncture because I thought it did really wonders for my dog, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's helping her keep going, yeah, along with her will to live, you know.
Yeah.
It helps move the chi, distribute energy throughout the meridians in the body.
Yeah. Well, like when you do it, I can tell you've got the points because she twitches.
You get a little ditchy response.
Or sometimes you come here and she's wanted to like break free and walk around.
Yeah. Afterward, she gets a little burst of energy.
Yeah. But now for a change, she wanted to lay down, so that's good.
Sometimes they relax after the acupuncture treatment and then just kind of sleep for a while, and then the next day they have more energy. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in addition to that, in the winters I put like a heating pad kind of thing that I bought underneath her bed. So,
well, I'm really pleased with what you've done with the rugs here. It's really accommodating her.
It works.
It works for her because it helps her with the traction. Otherwise, she'd be slipping and falling.
I think she's an extraordinary dog.
She is, definitely.
Taffy's caregiver next talks with Dr. May about other possible ways to improve Taffy's health.
Here's another question. Do you believe that dog this age could benefit from another dog in the house?
For companionship? She may enjoy companionship with another dog. If the dog's a young puppy, the dog could present too much of, you know, stimulation and excitement, which can be a little annoying for an older dog, but a middle-aged or older dog would probably be fine. You know, she may have some added oomph to her activity level from that.
I'm a big believer in increasing the quality of life for my pets. And what can we do? Just do what we can do, right?
Yeah, well, you're an inspiration for others, so thanks for your dedication.
It's my pleasure. I mean, she's given us so much pleasure. She's been around for my son's graduating high school and college and getting married, and now I'm expecting grandchildren.
We wish Taffy the very best of health in the future. Our deep gratitude goes to Dr. May once again for sharing her knowledge about caring for our animal companions and showing us that acupuncture for our animal friends can provide much-needed relief from aches and pains. Finally, may her benevolent efforts to inform people of the virtues of the vegan diet enjoy continued success. For more information on Dr. May, please visit www.veganvet.net. Esteemed viewers, thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Now, enlightening entertainment is next, following noteworthy news. May all animals be respected and cherished.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.